you say?
I said footsteps.
About Friday the 13th, the idea behind this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and me is to go through zip, zip, zip the top 10, 12, 14 items that are important to know about, have a little bit of knowledge. Sometimes, what was it, the old expression, a little bit of knowledge is dangerous. We prove that every day.
That's here. Right. Just give us a little.
Give us an hour. We'll give you a minute. That's the whole idea behind all of this stuff. Okay, so George Zimmerman.
Yes.
Yes, I'm looking at the list.
I heard he made a purchase in the jail store for $79. Are you kidding me, really?
What did he buy?
I don't know. That was the headline. I didn't even have the heart to look at it. Let's see what he bought. Let's see.
George Zimmerman was in court yesterday. So then let me look at what the judge did. He decided there was probable cause. Really? Huh. That's my Craig Ferguson sound. Really?
Ah, really?
Yeah, really.
To do an accent.
Anyway, I don't want to make light of this too much.
Would you like to know what he bought in jail, though?
Yeah, I guess I would be interested in that. Yeah.
All right, he bought socks, a debit card for phone calls, ivory soap, underwear, beef sticks, T-shirts, deodorant, chocolate cookies, and one orange.
Okay.
That left him with $41 left on his account, by the way. He also had playing cards, puzzle books, and Jolly Rancher candy.
So, I didn't know that there were stores in jails.
Oh, yes.
Jails have stores in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a card, what do you do? You activate the card by putting so much money into it, like a debit card. Is that what happens? You have so much money, put it into the jail debit card. And then how many people knew that this went on? 800-510-8255? Had no idea that this...
I did. Might have had a family member that spent some time there, so I got the scoop.
You might have had a family member, okay.
Possibly.
Nah, I got it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. 800-510-8255 reaches us. Email to Doug@DougSteffen.com or Jen@DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and on Twitter @Good Day Show. Here's Hillary Rosen, who has apologized for mocking Mitt Romney's wife as a stay-at-home mom. Not a bright move on her part. You may have heard this earlier in the week. Ms. Rosen criticized Ann Romney, who has five sons, for having, quote, never worked a day in her life.
What is she supposed to do?
What you have is Mitt Romney running around the country saying, well, you know, my wife tells me that what women really care about are economic issues. And when I listen to my wife, that's what I'm hearing. Guess what? His wife has actually never worked a day in her life. She's never really dealt with the kinds of economic issues that a majority of the women in this country are facing in terms of how do we feed our kids, how do we send them to school, and how do we worry, and why do we worry about their future?
Yeah. You know what? She's full of what my cows excrete.
Don't worry, though, because the Romney campaign is using this to actually bring in, this is a bipartisan thing. They think they can get Democrats and they think they can get liberal-thinking people to join their cause.
Hillary Rosen. Who is Hillary Rosen?
No idea.
She's some hack? I understand she's a Democratic strategist. Michael's telling me. I know. I said that once already. So what does that give her? I think, Michael, find the cut from The View. Will you please, yesterday, the ladies, and I adore this convert. I really think there's something almost magical.
Did you see them crying when Sherry Shepherd came home from Dancing with the Stars?
I did not.
Because she got voted off. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, no. That didn't bother me. Sherry Shepherd is probably my least favorite member of that group. At any rate, they talked about Hillary Rosen's comments. Listen to this.
After Mitt Romney said his wife Ann tells him about economic issues women face today, Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen is under fire for responding with this, and I quote, his wife has actually never worked a day in her life. She's never really dealt with the kind of economic issues that a majority of women in this country are facing.
Ooh.
It's true. Well, I mean, you know, you can say it was sort of a mishandled sort of quote. Well, but she's the wife of a politician. Very few of them actually work for a living. And, you know, she's talking about economic issues, and she's not the one who's putting bread on the table, as millions of women are doing.
Women work in partnership with their partners, and I think it's terrible that a DNC insider, and liberal insider, hang on, gets out there and marginalizes and discriminates against any woman, whether she's home or working or has kids or not.
She's talking about a specific thing. She's talking about earning a money.
She's talking about any woman who is home, who may be home with their kids.
I just feel like, and I'll tell you why I don't like what she said. Because women who stay home and raise their children are working. This is something that we have had to deal with for years, trying to explain to men about what raising children is like. So for me, I just thought it was she spoke before she thought.
I don't think even if she thought.
You know, there was a time with the women's movement when if you didn't have a job, you know, if you stayed home and you said, I'm a housewife or I raise my children, you had to get any kind of a job. We have gotten to the point, I hope, where there is a choice. Mrs. Romney said was, I made a choice to stay home and raise five boys, and believe me, it was hard work.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But it wasn't economic work. It wasn't that she had to go out and fry donuts at Wendy's.
But how was her husband supposed to be gone if she wasn't there?
All right. Joyce sounds bad.
Whoopi. Whoopi just brings us back to normal, I think.
Right. And Joyce sounds bad. Hillary Rosen is an example. I just looked her up. Now I remember who she is. She's so out of touch. And this is the kind of stuff that really does separate. You know, the Obamas have been trying to, both Mr. and Mrs. Obama have been trying to get a wedge between women and men and attract women. Whatever gains they may have made in the last month or so, with him calling up the woman, what's her name, Fluke, that Limbaugh had a field day with. That's all washed away with this comment, all of it.
Well, you know what they've done now. Joe Biden came out and said that this was an outrageous assertion, and he said on MSNBC last night that there is a war on women, and it's taken on by the Republicans, and he said it's going to intensify, and it's real. So they're trying to now combat it, saying that the Republicans are doing this war, quote-unquote, war on women. Yeah. Interesting how that works.
Nobody pays any attention to Joe Biden.
Joe Biden does.
Yeah. This is the thing here. There is this continuing effort to make Romney look like he's out of touch. You think Romney's out of touch with a statement like that? You think that is in touch with, what Jennifer said, what Whoopi said was, what most women will think.
Sorry, you have five kids. You're not sitting around on the couch.
It's pretty outrageous statement. It's a pretty arrogant statement. And I think that's the problem with these people. No matter who's in the White House, they always get so damned arrogant. They're so arrogant. They just drip. They ooze with sarcastic irrelevance. Meanwhile, Ann Romney had this to say.
My career choice was to be a mother. And I think all of us need to know that we need to respect choices that women make. Other women make other choices to have a career and raise family, which I think Hillary Rosen has actually done herself. I respect that. That's wonderful. But, you know, there are other people that have a choice. We have to respect women in all those choices that they make. And, by the way, let me give a shout out to all the dads that are at home raising kids. This is obviously an awesome responsibility to raise children. It's, to me, the most important thing we can do.
Yeah.
And there are so many dads that are now staying at home.
Right.
That's a whole new category of
just
people.
Just completely out of touch. So Rosen said that her statement apologizing said she'd chosen her words poorly. She went on to say, quote, let's declare peace in this phony war and go back to focus on the substance.
Boiled down to oops.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, you can make an excuse about that if that's what you want, but that one ought not to be let go, frankly. 800-510-8255. Comments, if you please. Men, Do you know that your testosterone starts declining at the age of 30 and keeps falling every year? Goes down, down, down. Losing testosterone can lead to stress, mood swings, a negative outlook on life, and not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why T-Gen was created to naturally help boost your testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase those testosterone levels that you need to have for good health. Let's face it, as you age, it's harder and harder to keep up with the active lifestyles that perhaps once you were involved with, but with T-Gen, it is going to be easier to relive those moments. So do not let aging be an excuse for decreased sex drive, for performance, zest, energy, fun. Call this number now and order some T-Gen, 800-909-7574. You'll have a risk-free supply to try, see how it works. Combine it with exercise, you'll gain muscle, lose fat, you'll find and feel that you're feeling like a different person. Change starts today by calling 800-909-7574.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Jennifer Horn's radar working well this morning. Jennifer, would you like to put it into high gear for us?
Yes. What would you like to hear about, Dougie? Many stories this morning.
Yeah, I think the story about
the mayor or
the mayor and this guy in mayor of Newark is really quite an extraordinary fellow.
Okay, I'm going to kind of go out there and be inappropriate and say he's kind of a hottie. This makes him even more hot, though. He rescued a woman yesterday that was trapped in a burning house, and he carried her to safety. He had smoke inhalation and had to go to the hospital, but he was released.
He really is smoking hot.
Yeah, and he also, yeah, very good. He also got second-degree burns on his hand, so he really did get hurt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He had taped a television interview. He got home. He found his neighbor's house on fire.
Wow.
And the firefighters weren't there. So he and two members from a security team went in and got the residents out.
21 after on Good Day.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
J.K. Rowling has a novel now aimed at adults.
You heard about this?
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has revealed the title of her first novel for adults. Yeah, it's called Harry Potter and the 30-Year Adjustable Rate Mortgage.
People just lose it sometimes. You hear about this? A female passenger at Denver International Airport stripped completely naked after being told to put out a cigarette. She got so mad, got completely naked at the airport. Needless to say, she was taken downtown for questioning. And the number one question, so what are you doing later?
Some big news out of North Korea today. You know, less than a month ago, North Korea agreed to stop developing nuclear weapons in exchange for the United States agreeing to stop developing Real Housewives shows. And unfortunately today they attempted to launch a long-range missile. Apparently they were unsuccessful. Reports say that it fell apart. It crashed. I guess they didn't drop in enough Mentos and it did not get the...
Hey guys, here's an election update. Yesterday in Rhode Island, Mitt Romney said that, quote, everybody is on his list for a running mate. When asked if that included Sarah Palin, Romney was like, well, maybe everybody is the wrong word, but still. You see this, Newt Gingrich gave a campaign speech at a senior center scheduled between jazzercise class and a bingo game. That's when you know you're in trouble, when your campaign speech is the least exciting thing happening at a senior center. I love bingo. That's right, Newt Gingrich gave a speech at a senior center, or as the audience members put it, unplug me. Wow. Gingrich spoke to seniors right before the bingo game, which was awkward because one of the bingo players turned out to be Ron Paul. And it was like, that's great. How are you doing, buddy?
Great day. A great day for America and a great day for our friends to the north, Canada. As you know, I'm a big fan of Canada. I love the Canadians. Our neighbor to the north, populated by the beautiful, docile, bovine creatures called Canadians. Today, the Royal Canadian Mint announced they're getting rid of coins and paper money. They're developing something called the Mint Chip, which I thought, like ice cream for money? No, but the Mint Chip is a digital chip that can be used to pay for stuff. The chip can be put into a phone or a watch or maybe even implanted in your hand. I like the feeling of an implant in my hand, I have to say.
I'm not sure I find him always that
sometimes
amusing.
You know what's funnier is just his voice because he's got that cute little accent. Yeah.
Right.
Funny.
But I do think that Jimmy Kimmel is funny. Leno is funny. Conan, most of the time, is funny. So,
and we're going to get you to like Fallon sooner or later.
Why?
Because he's funny.
I don't think he's funny.
I know, but you will.
It's a quiet, oh, really? That's a prediction.
It's my project in life.
All right, good. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I ripping through the headlines so you'll know what's going on. The captain of that jet, JetBlue captain, had meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
Indicted yesterday.
Uh-oh.
In the afternoon, on one count of interference with a flight crew, he could face 20 years in prison. Something that's bothering me about
no,
this.
No, something bugs
allergies.
Me about this, too. It smells funny, doesn't it?
Well, there's something if he's... there was something mentally not right.
I mean, he cracked.
Right. So why is he going
to...
Should
they give him help instead
court?
Of throwing
exactly.
him in the slammer?
Yeah. Hmm. Right. That would be my approach to it. Thank you, Jennifer.
No
All right,
problem.
Your turn. She's not going to take her turn.
Oh,
said it was your turn.
Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Okay, the star of Blazing Saddles, the guy that played Mongo, remember him? He used to play in the NFL as well. His name was Alex Karras. He played for the Detroit
name
Lions.
Still is Alex Karras.
Oh, he was on Webster, too, I just heard. Somebody yes. whispered that in my ear. He is now suing the NFL because he's suffering from signs of dementia. He is he can't do everyday activities anymore. He can't drive. He can't cook. He can't do sports fishing. He can't read. So he's trying to see if he can get something back from the NFL for this.
Yep, they ought to try. It's an important story. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Just because the weather is warming up, that doesn't mean dangerous driving conditions are behind us. Here's what you need to know about staying safe on the road. Spring showers can create their own hazards. Rainstorms pool motor oil, grease, and dirt from the road, which can make it slick. And of course, rain decreases visibility. Whatever you do, if you get into trouble, don't overcompensate. Pressing the gas pedal or hitting the brakes can cause your car to skid, making a bad situation worse. Instead, take curves and turn slowly and steer and brake with a very light touch. And if you start to hydroplane, your instinct may be to push those brakes or turn the wheel. It may seem counterintuitive, but sometimes the best move is to take your foot off the gas until the car slows down and you can feel the road again. And finally, if you find yourself unable to see the car in front of you, don't try to ride out the storm. Pull over and wait until visibility improves. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part. See store for details.
The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
After the hour, Jennifer and I on Friday, the 13th, trying to uncomplicate the information that's floating around. Not sure we always are able to do that, but yeah, listen, we give it a shot, right? The world is a different place today than it was yesterday, certainly than it was last week. One of the things I find annoying and upsetting is the way the government takes your tax money and tries to twist and turn facts around so they look good for whoever's in power. No difference with Republicans or Democrats. They use lots and lots and lots of your money hiring people. We were talking about this Hillary Rosen before, who's been in and out of government jobs. The people who are partisans, how I'm thinking this as I'm saying it, Jennifer, so as not to sound like a curmudgeon, but the system is so broken and also so aimed at jamming you, and you pay for the system. Mm-hmm. This is a time when you realize how many spokespeople, how many PR people, how many protagonists and antagonists are paid for by your tax dollars. Yeah. And a perfect example of misinformation, wrong information, complete bullcrap are the numbers that come from the Labor Department. Labor Department managed by the administration, and it is their job to make the president and the party look good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once in a while there's a negative number, but most of the time when the numbers come out, they are not really the whole story. They may be only part of the story. And this week, the stock market finally figured out that most of the stuff that was coming out of the Labor Department was bogus garbage. And so the market tanked. And you look at the numbers, you know, they tried to mask it earlier. Oh, look at all these jobs and the fewer job claims. It's just a game. The real number of people who are out of work, millions, millions more than what is claimed. All this number recognizes the number of people who are collecting. There are many people who don't have jobs that have gone beyond what is possible to collect, even though there's been extension after extension after extension after extension. The number is 4 million plus more. It's actually the total number of unemployed in this country is about 14 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm sorry, about 14%. So the economists who predict that the claim is going to go this way or that way, these people are all government employees who are mostly, in this circumstance, Democrats. When George Bush was in, they were mostly Republicans. And their job is to try to manipulate, massage, phony up the numbers So it is, and very few people in the news media ever get, you know, the Fox guys are, oh, the president's manipulating. And then when George Bush was in, MSNBC, oh, the president's manipulating. Everybody manipulates the numbers. It's hogwash. And it finally comes home to roost when you look at some of the numbers that prevail from this week, at least as far as the average, the Standard & Poor number, the Dow Jones number, any of the numbers that have any kind of reliability at all as to stock market activity. So people ought to know that. Those numbers are garbage. All right. Having said that, let's move on, Jennifer.
Hey, before we totally leave the government tax thing, though, I mean,
yeah.
We have tax day coming up, obviously, on Monday. If you didn't know, if you didn't get the memo, you better start a-working.
Right.
But, you know, I made less last year, and my tax refund is actually less than it was the year before.
Really?
But you know who else is in trouble with the taxes?
Who?
Did you hear about this? Lionel Richie.
Really?
He's the latest in a long list of celebrities who are in big trouble with the IRS. He's in $1.1 million worth of debt to the IRS.
I heard Warren Buffett hadn't paid all of his taxes that he owes either.
Uh-oh.
You know, the so-called Buffett rule that's being discussed
a lot. I'll give more. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think there's probably a hitch there because it's not like he didn't have the money. There's probably something, there's a more poignant part of the story. But it just, you know, when you have all that conversation about it, perhaps you somehow straighten that out so you don't look bad. And even, you know, this again, no, there's a speciousness to all of this, back to the numbers and that phony baloney stuff. The same is true here. All these people yammering about paying more. There's nothing that keeps you from writing a check. You owe $100,000? Write a check for $200,000. Nobody's saying you ought not to do that. But why would you? This is also, this deals with the educational quotient and the partisanship that is so prevalent today. If you want to give more money to a system that is so fraught with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, that's your decision. Go for it. Help yourself. Interesting ad running around the country for H&R Block, Jennifer. You may have seen it. A young couple who have a kind of a business. I don't remember what the business is, but it's been played a lot because people always wait till the last minute. They're looking around for a way to save their money, and this couple saved $1,431 by using H&R Gonif. So anyway, the essence of what they're saying, though, is that a lot of people are either not able to go through the tax code and figure it out. There are all kinds of programs that supposedly link up to getting the right information that tax preparers use. But the thing is so complicated, no matter what program you use, you're going to get screwed because the tax system is aimed at screwing you.
Yeah, it's flawed for sure.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Okay, one thing the president said this week that I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever the reason, President Obama revisited his lack of interest in Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
Remember after Taylor Swift's MTV Video Music Award acceptance speech a couple of years ago, Obama was quoted as saying he thought Kanye was a jackass.
Right.
Apparently his opinion hasn't changed. When asked by the Atlantic magazine whether he preferred Kanye or Jay-Z, the president replied, Jay-Z. He likes Kanye because he's a Chicago guy, very talented. But when the reporter reminded the president of the jackass comment, the president said, he is a jackass. A talented jackass.
He is talented.
No, that was kind of cute.
Yeah, he is talented, but he does have some poor decision-making skills, I think.
Well, he's like so many other people. You know, Alec Baldwin risks getting into this same frame of reference because everything is drama. That's in my private life, I don't want any drama.
Me neither.
None.
And when I have it, I want to get away from it.
Ugh. Yeah. But you look at the pages every day, page after page after page after page after page of this, you know, Scarlett Johansson is into this, Khloe Kardashian is into that, and all of this drama about who, you know, Baldwin is a perfect example of that Courtney Love. I'm just looking at some of these people, Levi Johnson, all of the things that we seem to talk about or enjoy when it comes to the so-called entertainment news about these people in their lives. It's all about drama. Maybe that's because they make their living in drama.
I think there's a lot of people acting that love it. That drama makes people feel alive for whatever reason. Not us. I guess we missed that boat. But there are a lot of people that thrive off of that in their personal life.
Right. Has anybody wondered this week, as all of the hoopla about the Titanic has surfaced, why we're celebrating the sinking of a ship?
Because James Cameron told us that we should.
Seriously.
You're right. You're right.
Why are we celebrating the death of all these people?
This
would be like having
fail.
A celebration on September 11th. Hey, what do you say? Let's have a beer and drink to the guys that went.
Is it a celebration, though, or is it more of a
I keep seeing that word. The anniversary is more appropriate, but I keep seeing the news story. As a matter of fact, that brought me around to this, I saw last night on one of the websites, but I think it may have been in the CNN website or CNET News. I look at about 14 different news sources all the time. I'm looking at some. I don't remember where I saw, but I remember thinking at the time, why are we celebrating the sinking of that ship? Isn't this? I don't know. I think it's
an interesting point. I think you're the first person that ever said that to me.
Am I really or not?
I think so. Really, truly.
Yeah, okay. Now here's the other thing. This is the first full week of the baseball season.
Yeah.
A lot of people are thinking that the Marlins ought to get rid of their manager, Ozzie. Is it Guillen? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Guillen.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Guillen.
He was interviewed in Time Magazine, and he said some nice things about Fidel Castro.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So what? Okay, so he said nice things about Fidel Castro. Somebody's got to love Castro.
So his mom must.
Why would you want to? I mean, are people that sensitive? We're talking about drama.
Yeah.
So he got
suspended. He was out.
Yeah. Do the Marlins have a good team? How good are the Marlins?
Okay. They're
Michael,
actually
how
okay
good
this
are they?
Year.
They should have a big year.
Big year.
Keep in mind, that's a big Cuban community down there.
Oh, of course. We have to pander to the Cubans. Sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah. Got to pander to the whatever the special interest group is, right?
Yeah. Always.
So, yeah. So then who's taking care of Hillary Rosen, if that's the case? You know who Hillary Rosen is?
We just talked about her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if that comes back around to people knowing this and under the circumstances. If you know Hillary Rosen and the comments she made, should she suffer the same fate that people think Ozzie, how do you pronounce his name again?
Guillen, yes.
Should suffer? Right. I reflect. Hillary Rosen's not a household name. That's why I said that, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. You know, remember, our audience changes every 32 minutes, so we have to remember that. Our radio.
Thank you.
God's us. Make sure you continue to repeat and stay around. So I was just trying to, as a force of nature, go back to Hillary Rosen and what she said about Ann Romney and how that puts her in the same category. How many people say things each week? If we keep getting rid of all the people that say outrageous things, pretty soon the only ones going to be left are you and me.
And we may even be in trouble.
Yeah, right. It could be. Yes, exactly.
Be a quiet world.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Food for thought. 800-510-8255. Speaking of food for thought, how many of you have been thinking of doing what I have suggested with Stamps.com? Stamps.com. We all think Stamps.com should be there in your pair of offices. Okay. How much money do you waste every week adding extra stamps to ensure your mail is sent out? And then you waste time standing in the line at the post office to have a clerk figure it out for you. That's why I do, Jennifer's company does, most people who have any common sense at all that have businesses have gone to Stamps.com. It's the fastest, easiest way to buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter, for any package, right at your desk. You're there? Go to the post office again. Again, I have a computer and a printer. That's it. You can use Stamps.com 24/7 whenever you need it. The post office may be closed, for example, at this hour of the morning. In most places, the post office is not open. But Stamps.com is always open whenever you need it. Take it from me. You can do everything that you can do at the post office at your desk because you have stamps.com. It's a tool your business, big or small, should not be without. I would like you to try stamps.com today. And here's how you do it. Right now, the special offer for Doug Steffen listeners, no risk at all to you. Plus, you get $110 in bonuses, a digital scale free, and free postage. But you got to use my name, Doug, when you go to the stamps.com website. Do not wait. This is a good idea. I know you're thinking that now. So go to stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in D-O-U-G, Doug, and get yourself signed up for stamps.com. Be using it in a few minutes, saving all kinds of money and time. That's the beauty of stamps.com.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Give Sustanex Advanced Probiotic a chance to help. Shift Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it. So take the Sustanex 14-day challenge. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Get started at Sustanex.com.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
At 95 years young, Nola Hirsch became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
In Alabama, a meth lab was found operating inside a Walmart bathroom. On the bright side, Walmart's finally selling products that are made in America.
So, Jennifer, what's that story?
This is incredible. I guess this last week, a custodian at a Walmart walked into the bathroom to do his job in Alabama, clean everything up, and he found what they call a single-use methamphetamine operation, which, Doug, included a Nestle water bottle, counter cold medication, five empty packets of it. That's all you need, I guess.
Really?
And, yeah, they call them shake and bake meth labs, and they've found them a lot of places, according to police, but they've never actually found them inside of a business. They cook the pills in the bathroom, apparently. Is that weird?
Yeah.
That you can go on the road with a meth lab?
The drug culture in our country is so out of control. All of those of you who use drugs illegally, this is one of the reasons I want to legalize it. The town of Greenland, New Hampshire, last night, the police chief there got killed in a drug raid. This guy was just days from his retirement. He was killed. Four officers were injured. A drug dealer opened fire on them when they went to the house because of a drug bust that had been scheduled. Suspect eventually was killed. But this guy was 62 years old, something like that. And it's just this kind of stuff. What a needless waste. Over and over again, these guys. He'd been in the chief there for like 26 years. It's a pretty quiet, small little town on the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border.
Dead. You never know. Never know.
Dead for what? 51 past the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
It's now 53 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Technology is our focus. A better living using technology. Shelley Palmer, who is one of the people that we trust, rely on to fill us in on the news of the day. Those of you especially who have Macs don't have to worry about computer viruses. Well, that's what we used to hear from Rich, right?
Ha-ha.
Not true.
Apple snob.
That's what most people thought until last week, when a nasty Trojan called Flashback infected hundreds of thousands of Macs worldwide. So Shelley's going to give you that warning and tell you that story in just a moment here on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, people with Macs don't have to worry about computer viruses. Well, that's not true, but it's what most people thought until last week when a nasty Trojan called Flashback infected about 600,000 Macs worldwide. Flashback is a form of malware designed to grab passwords and other information from your computer through your web browser and a few other applications. Even if you don't think your Mac is infected, you should run Apple's security update to protect your computer and your personal information. Go to the Apple menu on your Mac, select Software Update, and follow the directions. This is an important software update, and you should absolutely take the time to do it. You're specifically looking for a program called Java for OS X 2012-003. Even if you don't run any other updates, make sure you run this one. If the software update from Apple doesn't solve your problem, visit ShelleyPalmer.com, where you'll find links to software from F-Secure and Kaspersky Lab that will detect and remove the Flashback virus from your Mac.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part. See store for details.
All right, at DougStefan.com, the story of a man in Washington on the run from police, but he still manages to keep updating his Facebook page.
Well, that's nice.
And now his friends and family are posting a lot of messages, some encouraging him to keep running and some telling him to turn himself in. I would think that if you were posting on the Facebook and the police were really intent on finding you and you were foolish enough to give even little tidbits with all of the technology that's around today, couldn't they find you? Would make
yes.
find you more easily?
They
right?
should be able to. They yeah. should, yeah.
Right. It seems like a lot of common sense involved with that. All right, let's see here. The website of the day today is whatmakeslovetrue.com. Want to check that out, Jennifer?
Whatmakeslovetrue.com.
That'd be a web. I sometimes recommend websites. And I thought this one was very interesting. Whatmakeslovetrue.com. I'm not trying to help them make more money. I just think there are a lot of interesting websites.
This is Tiffany's, you know.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
And you know what? Tiffany's does make my love truer, so
no, really?
Buy up, boys.
Yeah. Why is it that women are so superficial when it comes to stuff like that?
Oh, my God. That box gets you all excited.
No, I was very disappointed when Jessica Biel, told Justin Timberlake that the wedding, the engagement
ring
was not big enough. I mean, I thought better of her than that. It's the fact that she was that shallow and superficial. You want to marry me? Give me a bigger rock. I'd be showing that person the door. Fast. Oh, he's out of here. Send him a lump of coal. Merry Christmas, and hopefully you'll have a great life. 59 after on Good Day.